A pastor was sitting in his office when this parishioner came in all flustered and needed to talk. So the pastor sat the man down and got him a drink of water and sat across from him and said, "Well, what seems to be the problem?" the pastor asked. "I'm a teepee, I'm a teepee," the man nearly shouted, almost spilling his water all over the place. Wait, I'm not sure that I understand," the pastor responded, calming the frantic man back down again. Could you maybe try that again?" "I'm a wigwam, I'm a wigwam," the man again yelled. Well, the pastor paused a moment. "I understand," he said all of a sudden. "You are too tense." The thing is, I think that we all are too tense. We live in a society that is too tense. We take ourselves too seriously and expect that everything should be serious all the time. We have these crazy standards that everything has to be done to a level of professionalism that leaves amateurs out, that leaves no room for mistakes or good tries or grace. We don't see beauty in stuff anymore unless it's flawless. I mean, just look at the photoshopped cover of any fashion magazine. Newsflash, no one looks like that. Not even the model on the cover. No flaws, whatever that means, allowed. Or when was the last time you were told that you couldn't sing and actually believed it? Comparing your voice to the carefully remixed voice coming over the radio. Or how many of you last summer, when I tried to hand you a kiddie paintbrush to play with color and paint on paper, told me, well, that you couldn't draw? No mistakes allowed? Professional or not at all? This is seriousness at its worst, at its most deadly. And our culture is teaching it to us again and again and again. Second place is first loser. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. There is no try. America has voted. Just do it. No. No, we need less tenseness. We need more space to breathe, to question, to not know, to doubt. We need the space to sing with abandon, to color outside the lines, to find the grace to forgive ourselves, and to not mock others' imperfections. We need to find the shades between perfect and not at all, and in those shades, we may just find the entire rainbow. The irony is, as much as we need all of this, we've been given it already. God gives us grace and forgiveness and freedom and joy. It is true that there are things that we should be serious about. We should be serious about the fact that nearly 1 in 7 people around the world go hungry. We should be serious about the fact that around every 45 seconds a child dies of malaria. We should be serious about the fact that in 2010 over 8,000 people were murdered in the United States with handguns. We should be serious about the reality that people, because of their ethnicity, race, gender, and sexual orientation, are denied basic human rights around the world, are treated like they are less than children of God. Yes, there are things that we should be serious about, passionate about changing. But there is a point at which we become too serious, deadly serious. And as I read recently in this great book called Between Heaven and Mirth, when you are deadly serious, you are seriously dead. A better goal for believers is to be joyfully alive. After all, Jesus is risen. Death doesn't get the final word. Life, abundant, joyful, generous, gracious, flawed, and messy life, overflows out of the tomb, out of every crack in the sidewalk, out of all of our broken and abandoned places. Life, hopeful, silly, riotous, impossible, eternal, passionate life, springs up from every tear that falls, from every shattered heart and broken dream, from every life that wasn't. Life springs up, recreating, binding up, bursting forth with newness and hopefulness and creativeness, and still bearing the scars, longing for healing, honoring and the hurting, each and every one. Life rises again, like a seed springing from the earth, like a smile of memory and hope creeping across a wrinkled face, like an irrepressible laugh echoing out of the tomb. Amen.